This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The state of Ohio is one of the leaders in the country for overdose deaths. Not necessarily a leadership they're proud of. One in nine of those deaths is related to heroin. And in 2015, the Centers for Disease Control found that heroin overdoses in Ohio had tripled over the course of 5 years. Lucky overdose patients are actually brought back to life in some cases with the drug naloxone. But now in Fayette County in Ohio, that treatment won't come without some consequences in the court system, which could be a pathway to treatment. Barry Bennett is a paramedic and also an executive director of the Pickaway Area Recovery Services, which runs the Fayette Recovery Center and Fayette Women's Residence Program. How has your community decided to do something fundamentally different to treat people who come in contact with the criminal justice system as a result of their addiction?
Well, what's happened is we had 45 drug overdoses in January and 56 overdoses in February, and 12 of those resulted in deaths. So we're trying to think outside the box. And when a squad or paramedics went to a home and it was an overdose, they decided to charge them with inducing panic. And there were some people really against that to have legal charges about an overdose. But I was really in favor of it because it's a possibility then with some legal charges that they can be ordered into treatment.
So in this situation, you find people who are overdosing and you could treat them with the naloxone. And bring them back and charge them immediately with this misdemeanor. But that misdemeanor is a pathway to treatment.
It is. And a lot of people do not understand that until a person has consequences and pain greater than the pleasure of the drug, they aren't just going to wake up in the morning and yawn and say, I'm going to quit today. It takes some issues to get them into treatment. And with heroin addicts, especially that we have, they are not going to quit until, again, the consequences and pain outdistance the pleasure of the drug.
Have you personally revived someone with naloxone?
Yes, I have.
And when you bring somebody back, I mean, are they ready to go into rehab or do they just basically say, oh, thank you, now leave me alone?
Well, it's both. For some people who have an overdose, they've had multiple overdoses, and they do not, you know, you would think they'd say, man, I need help. I want to change. They don't. They think somebody else can die, but they can't. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so what happens is with this charge, at least the court's involved. In Fayette County, we have a tremendous relationship with the courts, and the court refers people to us all the time. And our judges in Fayette County, they're interested in not only just putting people in jail, but helping individuals. And I got to tell you, when I deal with parents, they are so hurting over the addiction of their children. And I really believe when you look at 45 overdoses in January and 56 in February, I really think the community said, we have to do all we can do. And I believe part of that is that misdemeanor charge.
Do you have enough treatment facilities there in the community?
I got to tell you, you know, in outpatient, we do not have a waiting list. But in our residentials, we have residentials in three counties here in Ohio, and we're always full. We're always full.
Wow. Barry Bennett, on the front lines, a paramedic and executive director of the Pickaway Area Recovery Services, which runs the Fayette Recovery Center and the Fayette Women's Residential Program. Barry Bennett, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.